Right now, we're going to talk about our Bison. Grant Olson, NDSU middle linebacker, out for the season with that MCL and ACL and all of that in his left knee, and joins us. Grant, welcome to KFGO.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We look forward to hearing you on Friday, Grant, as well. I know that Mike McFeely is going to be talking to you on Friday about the upcoming game, but this is a little closer to the injury conversation. So how's the pain right now?
Well, actually, it's doing quite a bit better. You know, knee is definitely not quite 100%, but I got a lot of the swelling out so far, a lot of the range of motion back. So that's helped a lot. I got a brace on it, and I'm walking around just fine. I don't need any crutches anymore. So it's already starting to feel better, which is definitely a good thing.
Well, that is a good thing, and you're a good, strong man. First thing I thought of, actually, was I wonder what Mom and Dad think right now watching this, either in person or on the tube or whatever. What did Mom and Dad say?
Well, they were at the game, and when I was on the sidelines, you know, I know they saw me went down, so my dad walked over and came down and kind of caught me from the stands and just asked what happened and stuff. And I just told him, my knee and that I'd see him after the game. So
what did happen?
Saw him after the game, and you know, I think they just felt really bad. I think they know how much it matters to me and stuff, and they very much big Bison fans and care a lot about the team and everything like that. You know, they've been in almost every single game I've played since my college career started. So, you know, I know it was hard for them too. I know they felt bad, seeing as there's really nothing they can do about it. So it's just, you know, very, very emotional for everybody.
You know, being a parent, I know that even at my advanced years and I look at my adult children, I can see that look of pain or that look of happiness, the same look they had when they were just little kids. And so I know that was part of what your folks were going through there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, you know, football's been a large part of our family for a very long time. You know, both myself and my brother played ever since we were little kids. And it's just something that we all just care about a lot. So having it kind of end like this is just really hard for everybody.
Grant, any word on surgery?
Well, right now my plan is to wait until after the season to get the surgery, mainly because I don't want to miss anything. You know, I want to be here for my teammates. I want to be here to help out in any way that I possibly can. I just feel really terrible if I were to have the surgery and miss being on the sidelines for a game, or even just miss being at practice and meetings, helping out the younger guys in any way that I can. So I think I'm going to hold off the surgery until after the year's over.
When you look back at it, I don't know if you're able to replay it in your mind. What happened? I haven't seen the replay.
It was interesting. They ran the exact same play earlier at us towards the other direction and made the tackle and was fine. From the lineup in the same formation, we actually had the same defensive call, so I kind of had a really good idea they were going to run the same play again. But this time it kind of stretched maybe a little bit wider than normal and planted on my left foot and kind of took the contact, so all the weight was on my left knee, and it just buckled. I don't know, it's kind of one of those things when you know your body. You know when someone's wrong, and I knew right away that there was someone pretty wrong with it.
How's your mental morale?
Well, I guess it's good. You know, right away it was definitely very tough. Just kind of with the realization that I probably wouldn't be able to play again. But I definitely have a lot of people that have reached out to me in some way to let me know that they care. You know, which has just been absolutely phenomenal. I've really appreciated all the support and all the prayers that people have been sending my way.
I am aware of your deep faith, and I just wonder if the support from the locker room and the support from the pulpit and the congregation to which you belong is helping you get through this period.
You know what? It definitely is. You know, I guess for a while when I was younger, probably my identity was much more wrapped up in the fact that I played football. But, you know, when I got to NDSU and really dove into my faith and started living for Jesus, my identity changed. I view myself as a Christian first, and I just happen to play football, or I did happen to play football, and now I guess I'll be coaching football. That part of my life is not who defines me as a person. I think there's much more important things in life. Being a good son and a good brother and a good friend are much more important. Wins and losses, while we all love the Bison very much, at the end of the day, like I said, there's a lot more important things in life. And that's what I'm trying to focus on right now. I definitely miss it a lot. I will miss it a lot for a very long time. I don't know if I'll ever stop missing it. It's just someone that I've cared a lot about.
Well, there's a lot of talk about you, of course, in the media and around coffee shops and over lunch in the food court. And you have a good educational background. You've expressed an interest in coaching. This might expedite that a little bit, but you have a bright future ahead of you no matter what.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I know I got a lot of support and a lot of people pulling for me and offering to help in any way they can. That definitely means a lot to me.
I'll tell you what, it was a big surprise to me Saturday, and maybe others, that when you had your helmet off, I didn't know you had a Mohawk haircut. Is that brand new or what?
We did that before the season started, actually, a couple of days before fall camp, and the thought process was, it was something new. We've never done the Mohawks before, so might as well try it out and have a little bit of fun. And we've been winning every game with them, so we're going to have to keep them until we lose. Seems like it's been a little bit of good luck for the team.
And a couple of other things, and we're going to let you go. We're talking here, of course, with Grant Olson, NDSU middle linebacker, who's going to be helping out for the remainder of the season and into the playoffs. You can't help but take your hat off or your helmet off to Carlton Littlejohn and doggone Marcus Williams, who had a bad problem with an injury. And what a backup team you have there.
Yeah, that's one thing that's been instilled in the program. No one person is bigger than the team. And no matter how much it may hurt to lose guys, the team must move forward to continue, and the next man's up, and he needs to go in and do a great job and give the same effort that the starter give. And that's what we preach, and that's what we believe here. And, there's no doubt about it. Whenever somebody goes down, the next guy is going to do a great job too. And that's just the way it is.
Grant Olson, it's a real pleasure to make your acquaintance, and we look forward to your insight that I know Mike McFeely is going to, you and he are going to be sharing into the upcoming game. And that'll be on Friday. But, Grant, thank you very much for joining us. And congratulations on a great career with the NDSU Bison.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Pleasure knowing you, man. I hope to shake your hand sometime.